إنما المؤمنون الذين آمنوا بالله ورسوله وإذا كانوا معه على أمر جامع لم يذهبوا حتى يستأذنوه إن الذين يستأذنونك أولئك الذين يؤمنون بالله ورسوله فإذا استأذنوك لبعض شأنهم فأذن لمن شئت منهم واستغفر لهم الله إن الله غفور رحيم.
The true believers are only those who have faith in Allah and His Messenger, and who, whenever they are with Him on some common errand, they do not go away until they have asked leave of Him. Verily, those who ask leave of you, it is they who truly believe in Allah and His Messenger. So, if they ask your leave in connection with some of their affairs, give leave to those whom you will, and ask Allah for forgiveness on their behalf. Surely, Allah is much forgiving, ever merciful. The true believers.
These final directives are intended to ensure the reinforcement of the inner cohesion and unity of the Muslim community.
Are only those who have faith in Allah and His Messenger, and who, whenever they are with Him on some common errand, they do not go away until they have asked leave of Him.
This command is equally applicable to the successors of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and to the rulers of the Islamic State. Whenever Muslims are summoned to a collective cause, whether it be in times of peace or war, they should not fail to respond to it, and they should not disperse without the permission of the ruler.
Verily, those who ask leave of you, it is they who truly believe in Allah and His Messenger. So, if they ask your leave in connection with some of their affairs,
this is to warn the Muslims that seeking permission to withdraw from the Prophet's company without any genuine reason is altogether unlawful. Only when someone has a genuine need should he seek permission to leave.
Give leave to those whom you will.
Whether someone should be exempt from taking part in collective duties and be allowed to stay at home after having asked for it was at the discretion of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And after him, it continues to be at the discretion of the heads of the Muslim community. If it is believed that the larger interests will suffer by granting such permission, the leader is fully entitled to refuse such permission. In this case, a sincere believer should accept the decision ungrudgingly
and ask Allah for forgiveness on their behalf.
This constitutes another warning. If one resorts to false pretexts in order to obtain permission to leave, or if personal interests are accorded priority over collective interests, this amounts to a sin. Hence, when the Messenger, peace be upon him, and his successors granted people the leave they asked for, they added the following words to the permission: "May God forgive you."
لا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول بينكم كدعاء بعضكم بعضا قد يعلم الله الذين يتسللون منكم لواذا فليحذر الذين يخالفون عن أمره أن تصيبهم فتنة أو يصيبهم عذاب أليم.
Muslims, do not make the calling of the Messenger among you as you're calling one another. Allah knows well those of you who surreptitiously steal away, taking shelter behind one another. Let those who go against the order of the Messenger beware lest a trial or severe punishment afflict them.
Muslims, do not make the calling of the Messenger among you as you're calling one another.
The word used here is dua, which denotes to call as well as to pray. In view of these different meanings, dua al-Rasul might signify two things: A. The Messenger's own act of calling or praying, and B. Other people's act of calling the Messenger. This gives rise to three possible meanings of the verse, each of which is equally valid. First, one should not treat the Messenger's summons as an ordinary summons. If the Prophet, peace be upon him, summons someone, it is a matter of extraordinary importance. One may not honor anyone else's summons, but in the case of the messenger, if a person does not respond to his summons or is constricted by it, then this amounts to risking one's faith. Second, one should not regard the Prophet's prayer as ordinary prayer. If he prays for someone while he is pleased with him, nothing can match this great favor and privilege. Conversely, if the Prophet, peace be upon him, curses someone because he is displeased with him, this represents the very height of that person's misfortune. Third, a person's calling the messenger, peace be upon him, should not be equated with the calling of any other person. One may call others by using their names in a loud voice. This should, however, not be done in the case of a messenger, peace be upon him. It is imperative that the utmost respect be shown for him, for any impropriety in this regard might see the person liable be taken to task by God. Although all three meanings are valid and are borne out by the words of the Quran, the first seems to be closer and more consistent with the spirit of the verse that follows.
Allah knows well those of you who surreptitiously steal away, taking shelter behind one another.
This indicates another attribute of the hypocrites. When they are summoned in connection with any collective cause, they somehow respond to it, for they want to be reckoned as Muslims. However, they deeply resent such a summons and seize the earliest opportunity to sneak away.
Let those who go against the order of the messenger beware lest a trial or severe punishment afflict them.
The word fitna used in this verse has been interpreted by Jafar al-Sadiq to mean the dominance of wrongdoers. If Muslims disobey the commands of the messenger, peace be upon him, they will be subjected to the yoke of unjust and oppressive rulers. While this is one of the forms of fitna, it is by no means the only form. For fitna might manifest itself in countless other ways, such as mutual dissension and feuding, moral degeneration, the dissipation of collective cohesion, the spread of internal disorder and chaos, the breakdown of the material power of a people, and its subjugation by others.
أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ قَدْ يَعْلَمُ مَا أَنْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ وَيَوْمَ يُرْجَعُونَ إِلَيْهِ فَيُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ.
Lo, whatsoever is in the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah. He knows well the state you are in and the day when they will be returned to Him. He will tell them all what they did. Allah knows everything.